RadioMD.com. This is Her Radio, starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek, on Radio MD.
Michelle, we are so lucky. We have the author of a book title that you and I just love, Eat Like It Matters, How I Lost 120 Pounds and Found My Inner Badass. I love that. I saw you smile when we saw. Oh my gosh, it's the best. And the author is Marilyn McKenna, who we welcome to Her Radio. She was
Thank
a politician's
you.
Wife, and where it was all about appearances. Heck, I'm in Washington, D.C. right now, honey, so let's just talk. And as the spouse of Washington State's Attorney General, she was expected to be, through, you know, by her husband's side through thick and thin, and honey, she hit both of them. So, Marilyn, why did you write the book, and what was this all about, this journey?
Well, I and thank you for having me on. I was morbidly obese for more than 20 years, really my whole adult life. So, you know, being in the public eye and being obese wasn't anything new, but it certainly wasn't anything pleasant. I avoided being in public as much as I could, and yet tried to support my husband, you know, by doing everything at home and working full time and doing all those things that so many of us do, taking on other people's problems and agendas and priorities. It landed me at 265 pounds and wow. Absolutely miserable.
Oh, I can only imagine. So tell me, I was reading in your book that you had the lap band procedure done, and that when
I did.
You started the weight loss, but you've had it removed since. Tell me what happened.
Well, I used it as a catalyst to help me learn some lessons that, you know, maybe I should have learned earlier in life, portion control, managing my hunger, but for whatever reason I didn't. And like everyone, I mean, I had tried every diet under the sun, and when everything kind of was swirling out of control around me and I had a kind of rock bottom moment, I realized that the only way I was going to get better was to reach out and ask for help. So I did. I had the lap band surgery. It did help me with those two very specific things, managing hunger and portion control. But I was able to internalize the lessons that I learned from it and really make them my own. I became a marathon runner. Obviously, I lost 120 pounds. And I really made healthy living a priority in my life. Rather than trying to cram healthy behaviors into a busy life, I created a life around healthy behaviors. So I found I didn't need the band anymore. So, yes, I had it removed.
Okay, so having it removed because, you know, you finally got to a point where you could, you know, change your habits and take your health into your own hands. With your weight loss strategy that you had, how are you ensuring that it's safe and it's healthy? Because a lot of women will lose weight, but they don't do it safely, and it's not healthy for them.
Right. Well, I mean, that's really the whole point of this. Really, it is that transformational change happens from the inside out. So, yes, I needed help with some specific strategies, and don't we all? Because,
right.
I mean, we have busy lives. This is how we get fouled up. We don't pay enough attention to these things. But by really spending a couple of years focusing just on me, and believe me, having myself at the top of my to-do list was a totally novel concept for me.
It is for all women, unfortunately.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Heck,
I have four kids. We all have really busy lives, right? Whether
right.
you have a husband who's a high-level politician or not. We all have busy lives, but making myself a priority was something that I really felt like after I'd, you know, kind of had that rock bottom experience, I really had no choice. I couldn't take any more steps in the path that I had been living because there was nothing healthy down that road for me.
Well, got let it. Me ask you a question. You did mm-hmm. something, you know, you obviously know my background, and I've been working in this field forever in nutrition, metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, how, when you know that so few people out there are successful at achieving a healthier weight and body composition, tell us some secrets here. Number one, what nutritional strategy can you share with the women at Her Radio so they understand where you're coming from? Are you into fad diets? Are you, I know the answer, but they're wondering.
I've tried everything except maybe a Ouija board, but I mean, I
we did that too.
Yeah, right? Like, almost.
That was what I was going to try.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Right? Yeah, I mean, no, so what I do is really very simple. I do the kind of clean eating thing that we hear so much about now. I eat almost no processed foods. I prioritize lean protein and vegetables. So lean protein, complex carbs. It isn't, you know, rocket science, but what it is sound nutrition principles and food that really I find completely satisfying. So I have only two criteria for my food that I eat. Only two. It's really simple. They have to be healthy, but I also have to absolutely love them. And that's why I don't go astray, is because I don't feel deprived. I never do. You know, I made a conscious decision to not eat, you know, chocolate chip cookies or whatever. Not that I won't ever have them, but I just am, you know, deciding not to have them for right now. And feeling that I have a sense of control and mastery over something that felt really out of control for me for a long time has been completely life-changing.
Have you felt that you were hooked on specific foods?
Absolutely.
You know, like addicted. Okay, go for it. Which ones?
You know, and I'm not a doctor, so, you know, I'm only qualified to maybe diagnose myself, but I will say that, yes.
I'll diagnose you.
Yeah, there you go. In hindsight, I mean, I will say that, yes, I was addicted to sugar. I mean, not only sugar, cheese is crack. Are you kidding? I mean, it's so hard to moderate this stuff. And so what I do, while it may seem a little rigid to some people, is that I really just completely, I don't try to moderate those foods. I just don't have them. Because I personally can't moderate them in a healthy way. So in
that
some ways,
sense.
It's kind of, you know, a sort of a Alcoholics Anonymous type of approach.
Right.
Like,
right.
I choose to isolate myself from those foods. And that's, I'm perfectly fine with it. The way I look at it, I've already had my life quota of them, so I'm good.
So you're good. You hit the mark.
Yeah.
So tell me how women can incorporate, because they struggle with exercise, right, which I've struggled with in the past, how they can incorporate that into their daily life. Do you have any tips for them?
Well, you know, there is no magic way to do this. If there were, who'd have the problem? But really making it a priority and then doing exercise that has the intensity that that means that you can do it in, you know, 20 or 30 minutes. I have a running workout that I do that I wrote a blog about that's actually 12 minutes. It's really fast. It's really hard. But when all I have is 12 minutes, I'll hop on my treadmill and do that workout, because certainly that workout is better than no workout. And even if you have to start at a slow pace, goodness knows when I first started, I was just walking outside.
And I love that. And I love to hear that.
Yeah.
For women out there, you've got to start somewhere. And also, you do not have to, I mean, I'm a triathlete, so, you know, you don't have to be doing triathlons, marathons, whatever else. Just assume the vertical and keep it moving and grooving, girlfriends. That's what you want to do. It's so terribly important. You know, we've had the honor of talking to Marilyn McKenna, who is the author of a really cool book. Get out there and get it. Eat Like It Matters: How I Lost 120 Pounds and Found My Inner Badass. And her website, you know, is MarilynMcKenna.com. And look at some of her pictures. I found them on Facebook and other places. Oh, my gosh, they're amazing. So
amazing.
Thank you, Marilyn, for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
Now, ladies, don't forget, put yourself first, clean eating, and don't forget to exercise. You take control of your own body. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.